in beautiful downtown Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's the Bong Show. And now, here's your host, Benny Bong!
We are in, you know where we are right now?
NBA champs!
The city of the NBA champs. The NBA, that's the NBA, that's another league.
That's another league. NBA.
Hey. We the North.
We the North, hey. All right.
I got a little North in me. People don't realize that.
Bing, how are you?
I am great. I'm glad to be in mother country.
I tell you what, let's talk about that.
What?
Well, I just found out on the golf course yesterday, fabulous golf course.
Fabulous golf course.
Rosedale.
We got to get it right, they want to let us.
I know, they won't, yeah. But it was
we played well.
That makes it more fun, doesn't it?
No, you played so good.
Yeah, you did too.
Me too.
But anyway,
but
your grandfather was from Newfoundland. He was born in Newfoundland.
Born in Newfoundland, but raised in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Yes,
I didn't know that. I thought he was.
And then he jumped on a ship and got the hell out of there.
And he was in New Orleans.
And went to New Orleans.
Yeah. All right.
But I got lots of relatives in Toronto, where we are.
Oh, okay.
And up in the Maritimes. Yeah.
Do you have a party?
I have some people here. Yeah.
You do? Okay.
We had a lot of people from New Brunswick and from Nova Scotia.
Okay.
We played Montreal.
Oh, nice. Were they up in the right hand?
They were a lot, though. There was some down in front of the stage.
Okay, that's good to know.
You know, we got a lot of mean mail out there on there. Because we didn't broadcast.
Really?
So I have an apology to make.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to apologize to all those people out there who wrote in about why didn't we broadcast on Margaritaville TV from there. Because I thought of it as just a warm-up gig. I didn't realize it was such a special gig. So in the future, we will broadcast the little shows too.
You heard it right here.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You heard it right here. Next time we play Montreal.
Nicely
done. Yeah.
Huh?
Is he being sarcastic?
No, he's not. No,
yeah,
he's
got to
hold that
microphone. They appreciate all your fans.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, you know?
Ready for some viewer mail?
Yeah, from across the border viewer mail.
Okay. Well, here you go. All right, viewer mail.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Take your time.
Bang.
Yo.
No. How much fun was it to write Gulf Coast Girl with Mac? Nice cameo appearance in the video.
Mm.
That's from Kodiak Adams.
Kodiak Adams?
Oh, Cody Adams.
Cody Adams. Yeah. But I think his name should be Kodiak Adams. Kodiak, I got that for you. It was a lot of fun to write for the Gulf Coast Girl and to work with Caroline, and it's doing very well out there.
You've been reading the reports.
I've been reading the reports, you know. If I can't have a hit, let's have Caroline have one.
That's right. Right on,
I don't
Caroline.
Need one anymore. I don't care about it anymore, you know. So.
Kodiak Adams is related to Grizzly Adams.
No.
Cody Adams. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, this is I saw it.
Yeah, call sign. This is from XTC.
Who is XTC?
XTC. I had a little problem with that one time.
Yeah.
I was falsely accused. I was innocent.
Okay.
Bong.
Yeah.
Do you prefer playing the piano or the organ?
Well, they're two different instruments. Let me go from there.
Start.
Yeah, well, one's a percussion instrument, one's a sustained instrument. So you just approach it different ways. So if the song needs an organ, you play organ. If it needs a piano, play piano. That's what I say.
Well, that's the kind of answer you get from a semi-professional musician.
Yeah.
Well done.
But, you know, I got to say, I like to hear Mr. Baby play the Hammond B3.
Well, that's sort of what I got.
He made his fortune and his fame on that.
On that B3,
exactly.
Yep.
He's both famous and fortunate to be in this band.
Yeah. Used to hear that back there, stage left, every night. That B3 spinning.
Woo!
XTC, get out of here.
It's for both of them. Alex M.
Okay.
Bing Bong. How do you communicate set list ideas and songs to work on pre-tour to the band?
Wow.
Go ahead. You answer that.
Could you repeat that question?
How do you communicate?
Is that a two-part question?
No.
How many parts is it? Can I come back next week?
Right, exactly.
No, I can answer that question.
Okay, go ahead.
We have our own, like, online community
in which we
communicate.
We communicate. Uh-huh.
And when ideas come out, I kind of come up. We collaborate on what we think we should be doing, trying to change things up. Then usually I'll come up with them, then I send them up the chain of command.
Uh-huh.
to Mr. Baby and Mac McAnally.
McAnally.
Yeah, then I get Police Verso or Police. No, I get up or down.
Yeah, well, you do. And
then I go sometimes.
Like
yeah.
Like
then you'll fight for it sometimes.
I'll fight for it sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Come on. I want that song in the set list.
Okay.
But usually, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
All right, good question.
Then it goes to
the and we'd like, if we're coming here, like we went to Montreal, we did a little, we had the show as a little très français. We appreciate where we go.
Yeah.
And here in Toronto, I've got relatives, and we're doing a nice little tribute to my old friend Rick Bennett, who is, did our first band together with my roommate in college. He passed away a few months ago, but was a great guy and ran the Toronto Film School. So we take all those things into consideration.
That's great.
When the set list comes out.
Personalizes it.
What's that?
That is the automobiles, that's NASCAR getting ready to.
Oh, the NASCAR races in there. Indiana car. IndyCar.
No, they're Indy earlier. This is NASCAR.
Oh, NASCAR.
I found that out.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me that they're doing NASCAR.
Indy cars, they call it.
Well, no, they were Indy earlier.
This is
somebody
Formula.
Clarified that.
No, they're not Formula.
Oh. They're Formula One cars?
The Formula is Montreal.
No.
Long Beach Grand Prix. The Toyota's behind.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
I know. Ask Stan. You know,
yeah, he'll know.
He'll put a California twist on anything.
Stan was missing for a while today.
He was. He was missing. We thought he had been kidnapped across the border by, you know, terrorists. Did you see all those terrorists on the border when we crossed today? God almighty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where are we?
What a border.
Okay, this is the last question from Derek Knights. Bing and Bong.
That's a very Canadian name.
I know.
Garrett Knight.
No, Derek.
Derek. I'm right. Getting all... It should be Garrett.
Well...
Yeah. Okay.
Before your Maple Leaf Garden show in 1978, where did you play in Toronto?
Oh, I know that.
Okay, you go ahead.
We played, it was like an amusement park north of the city. It was owned by the same people that owned King's Dominion and King's Island.
Really?
And it was here. We played there before we played Maple Leaf Gardens. Yeah. And we played the Air Canada Center once.
Was there?
Yeah. And then, you know what's happening. There's going to be a little more coral reefer coming back to Toronto, isn't there? The baseball game.
Yeah, the 16th.
Can we announce that?
16th of August.
Can we announce
Margaritaville Day or...
Margaritaville Day for the Blue Jays?
I don't work here.
You know...
Oh.
Yes, we can now.
Okay,
yeah,
Charlie
did,
Hood.
We did.
Was it August?
August 16th.
Can we announce it? We just did.
Yeah. Toronto Blue
Jays.
Okay. Good.
July 16th?
August 16th.
August 16th.
Yes. Excellent.
Margaritaville Day with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a very popular event throughout the U.S. too. They've had many of those.
Margaritaville Day?
How do you know about this?
Giants have done it.
Oh, remember that.
Baltimore did it. The Phillies did it.
Oh, nice.
It's really popular.
Oh, and the Cubs did it too.
Cubs, yeah. It's an annual event.
They had Margaritaville Day in all the ballparks.
Nice, right. Okay, we'll have to go to one. Well, they had it at Red Sox, they had it at Fenway Park too. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Right.
But does it count when we come to town? Is that like Margaritaville Day, or they just have it when they just drink and eat hot dogs?
They're just
okay. Got it.
Oh,
mon dieu. Oh, mon ami.
Let's
set a commotion spectacle back now.
What day is the Toronto Blue Jays Margaritaville Day?
Man, I don't know.
We are an efficient group here.
I'm getting paid for the job right now.
What is your job right now? Why are you on the set?
I am doing paperwork.
Paperwork?
Yes. Wow. Very difficult paperwork.
In a rock and roll band, you're doing paperwork?
Someone's got to do it. Someone can't have all the cool stuff like you guys.
What?
What's it? Hello?
Paperwork.
What? I'm getting a call.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to hold that guy's check.
July the 6th.
August the 16th.
Okay. Don't show up on July the 16th to tell them I sent you.
They're not in town.
We're not in town then.
Nobody's there.
Yeah, all right.
Crowd's kind of slow coming in, so.
That's a good thing because I got to walk across the bridge here.
We're stretching.
So we need to.
Why don't you ask us those questions again?
Yeah, ask us questions, please. Ask us questions.
From Cody Adams. From Kodiak Adams.
Kodiak Adams.
Yeah.
From Kodiak Adams.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's it, what else can we talk about here?
Well, okay. The food here, I mean, it's fantastic. It, Montreal and Toronto, the food's been
great. Times.
Friday, August 16th, what Margaritaville with the Blue Jays.
All right. Thank you very much. Hakey Larson. Hakey Larson.
Thank you, Hakey.
Well, let's talk about the cities in Canada we have not played that we ought to maybe go show up in.
Okay. Well, there's...
The western town.
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
You haven't been to Calgary in a while, right?
How about you?
Yeah.
Have we ever played Calgary?
Yeah, I have played Calgary, but I don't think I did it with the Carl Reefer Band.
The Carl Reefer Band.
I played, what is it called out there?
Oh,
the Stampede.
Stampede. That's the Calgary Stampede.
That's right.
I played that.
Yeah. What's going on right now?
Oh, that was the early band. We had a band, but that was the old band.
Yeah.
And then, but I have not played Winnipeg, no.
No, okay.
And I played Quebec City, and you know, we are going to go play on our way to the old world. We're going to play St. John, Newfoundland.
St. John?
Right, Newfoundland. Yes. Right.
And I played Nova Scotia.
So, folks, start looking at those.
Had a good time in Nova Scotia.
I played in Nova Scotia, but I have not sung. Well, I sung and played, but I didn't. I haven't done a show in Nova Scotia.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I've done bars.
Yeah, well.
Does that count?
Yeah, it counts.
And start checking those kayak fares for Newfoundland out there, folks. You gotta make them see the boys in Newfoundland.
You ever played Ottawa?
Yes.
Yeah.
We played Ottawa a long time ago. Yeah. I think we played London too. We were in London shortly.
You did that small club in London.
Yeah.
There's like one big stadium.
And Windsor. We played Windsor right across from Detroit one time.
Yeah.
See, I see true to my my roots up here.
We the North. The champions.
Champions.
NBA champions.
NBA champions. That was a good series.
And then what are we going to, let's see, what's happening in hockey world? It's over.
Hockey world starts up soon.
Soon.
Yeah. Well, can we talk about Canadian football?
We can.
I mean, it's in grand season now.
That's right.
Is your Coral Reefer brand of cannabis product made it over the border yet up here?
It has not, but we are poised to launch.
Good. There you go, folks. There's an update.
There you go. Yes, well, there's regulations up here the packaging has got to be looking like it's pharmaceutical. We, however, have, like you were displaying that. Show the people the hat.
Yeah, let's talk about advertisements. There you go.
But the wheels are turning.
This is a Carl Reefer medical hat.
Medical marijuana hat
that comes with, you can buy these in the store, but you have to have your licenses. So we're hoping to get up here. Because it's a very lucrative market, and
if you need something, a libation, you can't check the shirt. There you go.
And you know where
as you're puffing,
you can have a nice cold land shark.
And you know where we brew land shark lager?
Where?
Right here in Canada.
Oh, that's
right. Thank you.
Land shark is brewed right here. We have land shark.
What city?
It's right outside of Toronto.
Okay.
And it's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Kodiak Adams had another question,
what?
You know, about you and your relationship with John Candy over the years up here in the Fishing Musician.
My old friend John Candy.
Yeah, one of your old favorite Canada friends.
Well, we came up and we did, if anybody's never seen it, go up on YouTube and see the Coral Reefers with John Candy as Gil Fisher and the Fishing Musician.
That's it.
And we did it. We went in a hot air balloon. And that was SCTV. Come around the track.
Bow. That was the best. Those guys were
That's going to happen when I sing Come Monday.
We'll have to find that clip somewhere with you.
It's up on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Okay.
They got the whole interview and the song.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We look young.
We were young.
Okay.
That was 1984.
Yeah.
Something like 82, maybe.
Yeah, and then we did...
You know what song we did?
Oh.
It was you and myself and Matt and David Jackson on upright. It was like Stars Fell on Alabama, or what? It really
Slow Boat to China.
Slow Boat to China. Something.
Well, David Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I remember David Jackson.
Yeah,
the bass player.
They know who directed it? Don Novello, who was Father Guido Sarducci. He directed that.
No kidding.
Yeah. That was a good show. John Candy and then we did a movie together. Well, I did the music for it.
That's right.
Summer Reynolds.
Oh. Right.
And Carl Reiner directed it, and Rip Torn was in it, and John. And I went on the set down there, and I didn't get in it. That wasn't one of my cutting room floor appearances, but I wrote the theme song for it. Called Summer Reynolds.
Summer Reynolds.
What was it? Okay. Hakey loves that song. Let's see. What was it? There was another song called... Well, then I wrote Don't Bug Me was for Arachnophobia.
Yeah, that's right. And
then Bring It Back was for the America's
Cup. Right.
What's the Summer Reynolds song? Hakey knows it. He can sing it. Get him back out here.
Where's Hakey?
Hakey, get back out here. It was called... That's it.
Let's see.
It's dead air time here. Look it up. Look it up on the end. Get out the Google machine.
Yeah,
are we done?
No.
Oh, they're coming in. They're coming in real slow.
They're real slow.
Whoa.
Summer Reynolds.
Hey, Riley.
We talking Summer Reynolds here?
What's the
theme song from Summer Reynolds?
Turn it around.
Thank you.
Turn it around.
Okay.
They do. It's the big montage when they're fixing up the boat.
Yeah.
The big boat race.
Yeah.
Hakey Larson.
Hey, what's up?
Hakey Larson comes through again. And what's the date of that?
August 16th, Friday. Margaritaville with the
Toronto Blue Jays.
They're giving away a promotion hat. It's probably one of the best hats I've seen so far with the Major League Baseball promotion they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
How many parks have you been to
so far, do you think?
In my lifetime?
No, like Margaritaville days.
I have been on the road for every one of them. I have not been to any one of the events.
How many parks do you think you visited as Margaritaville days? 25 or so?
Once again, I have never been in a Margaritaville event.
While we got you here,
tell
them about your visit to the Hockey Hall of Fame and what you found there.
Oh, man, I went out to the...
Take it, Hagen.
Okay.
Yeah, take it.
So I went to go meet with the keeper of the cup.
Come on, have a seat. Would you like a drink?
The keeper of the cup, Phil Pritchard. Okay. Phil Pritchard, a good friend of ours here in Margaritaville. Their offices are out where the Toronto Blue Jays have practice.
Right.
And this is a comfortable ottoman. He brought me into a special spot where they've got a lot of the retired sticks. I got to see Gordie Howe's 400th goal stick, a bunch of stuff from Bobby Hull, trophies that have just returned from being seen and everything. But they have there on hand from your show at Northerly Island when Patrick Kane brought out the cup for the third time.
Yeah.
The parrot head hat that he wore and the lyrics that you autographed.
Nice. Yes.
And rewrote for Black Hawk Arenaville.
Yeah.
That is in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Nice.
See there? We don't just
we don't we don't need the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We got the NHL Hall of Fame.
I know. We go out on town.
Yeah.
We went out on town here.
Congratulations.
What? I'm in the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we're in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He's a big hockey
fan. I'd rather be in the Hockey Hall of Fame because I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll take the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's major street cred. Turn it around. Maybe we should work on that, put in the set list one of these days.
I've been pushing
Turn It Around. It's a great song.
You didn't really give us any titles this year.
He sent you a list. Yes, he did. He sent me a list. I massaged,
but I don't really think it right now. I mean, with the shows you've been doing and implementing new songs here and there, it doesn't...
See.
No massage necessary.
Okay, we're doing okay.
Massage necessary.
Maybe I'll put that down. But if I had a massage, Turn It Around would be pretty cool.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll think about that.
Like, it's a great problem to have when you got too many songs to try to fit into a set list.
It's hard making these sets up out of those songs.
Yeah.
You're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to go do some paperwork.
Go do some paperwork.
Nice work. Thank you, Hakey.
Shall we roll this? Can we roll this up?
Yeah.
I think that's it, guys.
Up and smoke it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Nice.
Got a match.
All right.
Light this
so anyway,
thing
we'll see you in Detroit.
Do you think people will be partaking of the herb in our audience this evening?
Yeah.
because it's legal here.
I think they did in Montreal.
Oh boy, did they? Yeah. Did they ever?
Yeah, it's nice. Two songs in, wow,
two
wham.
Songs in.
Yeah,
got a little buzz on them.
Yeah, woohoo!
I'm gonna get a little secondhand smoke coming your way. I'd
all
say
right.
Please,
all right.
Please send your secondhand smoke towards the stage to see.
Right.
That's it.
Roger Daltrey, he doesn't like that, but we encourage that.
We encourage.
No, Roger Daltrey doesn't like it.
I wouldn't want cigarettes, but
yeah,
he's allergic to it or something. So let's stop the show. But we're like this.
We're like this. No, it's like this.
Right. Okay. All right, guys. Okay. Have a great show.
All right. Thank you. See you in Detroit.